Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Iran's abandoning of its followers in this world and their loss in the hereafter. News. On Thursday, January 2nd, the Yemeni daily Athota newspaper published a front page story titled Khamenei, Yemen and Lebanon are symbols of resistance and will triumph over enemies, saying, quote, the leader of the Islamic Revolution in Iran, al-Khamenei, stressed that Yemen and Lebanon are symbols of resistance and will triumph over enemies, Khamenei stressed during his meeting with a group of martyrs' families during the fifth anniversary of the martyrdom of Quds Force commander Hajj Qasim Soleimani and his companions, that the enemies and aggressors led by the United States will be forced to stop manipulating the people of the region and will leave it humiliated. Comment. Iran has abandoned the role of resisting its enemies itself, which it falsely claimed. It entrusted resistance to its followers who do not fathom the secrets of matters and were deceived by its glorification of them with words only. This is happening after Iran was exposed before the world in failing to respond as it should have to the attacks of the Jewish entity upon it. Instead, it preferred to resort to agreement and understanding with the Jewish entity so that they would not destroy each other, citing the interests of the Muslims. It was satisfied with preaching and glorifying its followers, whose families attended the memorial service of their dead after Tehran betrayed them. It did not take revenge on those who killed them. It then opened the door to glorifying others and leading them to the same fate as their predecessors. Then, tomorrow perhaps, it will call for a memorial service for those who were killed in late 2024. What Iran is doing is revealed in the Book of al-Qura, by Ali Javed Larijani, which expresses its previous claimed policy, which called for making Iran the core of the Islamic Ummah and for taking sides in Islamic countries as allies in order to expand its borders and geographical scope. The book elaborates this is to be abandoned and disposed of in order to protect al-Qura, Iran, and to focus on its interests alone. He stated in it, quote, Iran was one of the two countries that divided the world among them for centuries. Iran's followers are in great danger within their fight against Muslims from Chaldiran to Aleppo. In history, Iran had a weak stance towards the Portuguese Kafir colonialists, opening its ports to them, and it has a weak stance towards the Jews now. Iran's missiles and drones, which exceed 300 in number, did not kill a single one of the Jews. So where is the worldly glory that Iran promises its followers and puts within their reach? So beware of losing the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. On the day when there will not benefit anyone wealth or children, except for him who comes to Allah with a sound heart. Ash-Shu'ara 88-89. The glory of this world and the success in the hereafter is by working to raise the banner of Al-Uqab under the shadow of the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of the prophethood. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Engineer Shafiq Khamis, Wilaya, Yemen.